So I have another word of prayer before we look in our Lord's Word. Dearest Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you, recognizing it is alone by the works of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. We long for that teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we pray now as we spend a few minutes together looking at your Word that you would strip away all that comes from man and seal to our heart those truths that you would have us learn. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We are studying together in the Gospel of John, and we're going to say that we've made it to the third verse, so let me read the first three again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So it's been a couple of weeks since we were together. We spent the last week that we were together suggesting that since the subject of the first sentence is the Word, and it's the subject of the Gospel, that we were going to look at the Word itself. And so we spent some time reviewing places in the Scriptures that the Lord spoke of his Word and its blessings to us spiritually, our spiritual food and drink. We could go on with that for a long time because that's the way the Lord has it with his Word. But we're going to say that we did enough of that, that we want to continue. There is one other issue. There are a couple few little things that I would like to say about the Word before we leave. And one issue of the first verse that we'll see if we can push down to the third verse so we can say we're making progress. John itself means God is gracious, or God graciously gives. It's a nice human name that leads us back to our Lord, and of course that's what we're seeing. The Word is the living Word that became flesh. He blesses us with that realization over and over again, and we rejoice in that. We recognize that as the Word, it's the perfect and righteous Word, that he is our perfect sacrifice. So by becoming flesh, of course, the Word was also sacrificed for us, and we praise him for that. Because of that also, we can know him personally. We can listen to him, and we can speak to him. And so the Lord being the Word is also an evidence to us of that foundation that we have. We know that we are in Christ, and it's interesting because Adolf Diesman wrote an entire book because in the Gospel of John is not used the phrase in Christ. It's excluded from the Gospel of John where he is God, but he says several times, in me. And we see that personal relationship once again with our Lord. And I wanted to mention that it is in this creation that the Lord shows us that he uses the Word as the instrument of his power. It's the Lord that says, let there be light, and there's light. It's the Lord that creates with his Word. It's the Lord that's going to destroy with his Word, with the Word of his mouth. And we think also of the Alpha and the Omega. And it's here in John that we are talking about in the beginning, at the very beginning, is the Word. And in the Gospel of John, again, it's the Word that's going to speak and destroy the nations. So we see his Alpha and Omega. Now, the one thing that I wanted to mention that I see that should be noted, there is a group of what we'll call religious people who